Welcome to the Knowledge Chamber. I'm your host, Robert Hess. As most of you well know, Microsoft has quite a few different technologies that you can choose in developing your application solutions. We'd like to make sure you have an understanding of what those technologies are and how to best utilize them. This year at PDC 09, for one of the day-long workshops, Michelle Leroux Bustamante is going to be taking and doing a full day of investigating the various technologies inside of Microsoft that you can be utilizing. The name of the session is going to be called Microsoft Technology Roadmap. Here with a short interview, we have Robert Folkson talking with Michelle to find out what exactly her workshop is going to be about. Let's take a look.
So I'm here with Michelle Leroux Bustamante. And we've had an excellent day here at Microsoft where you have delivered an avalanche section of the entire Microsoft App Plan and .NET Framework and programming languages, and I'm amazed. It was brilliant, and it was an avalanche. Could you just make it like a quick recap?
Make it not an avalanche?
What? Yeah.
Okay, so, well, yeah, so the session that I just did, obviously being, I call it the avalanche, but it's really the Microsoft Technology Roadmap, you know, helping people to understand where we're heading and what are all these platform stacks. The reality is that all of us face the same problem, I as well as all the people that hopefully attended, and that is there are so many different disciplines that we need to think about these days, be it data development and Windows and web and SOA and workflow and identity platforms and now the cloud, that it's just a little bit overwhelming keeping up with it all because, you know, we have to know what tools are available to do the work and, you know, what are the architectural patterns around those applications and, you know, what is the best way to approach them for certain scenarios and what are the limitations of each choice that you make within each category. So I find it challenging because I go to customers and they need us to help design their systems, and so I need to stay up to speed with a little bit of everything, even enough to be dangerous in some areas, so that I can help them make decisions. But obviously we cannot be a deep expert in every single subject. You know, we all have our flavors, our favorites, and you know, for me, I specialize in WCF primarily, and service orientation, and interoperability, and once I kind of mastered that under my belt, obviously, then federated security and claims-based security became very popular, and that's a passion for me, so I spent a lot of time there, and then I obviously recently have been coming up to speed with the new innovations for WCF and for application service, which includes Dublin, and so, you know, I need to get up to speed there. So where is there time for Silverlight and ASP.NET Ajax and all the innovations coming on that web platform, and you know, making decisions between Silverlight and WPF, and making decisions about the data access layer. You know, so I guess my point is, I make it my mission as my job full time to stay up with as much of that as I can while staying an expert in the places where I am best suited. And I imagine if I have that problem, then every developer, every team in a company has the same problem. You need specialization, experts in certain areas, but somebody's got to help you make decisions.
Yeah.
So it's a fun day because I get to explore that with the crowd, give my opinion, and for what that's worth, feed the conversations. And you know, if people want to just sit down and take my opinion, that's great, but they don't have to, because we get to talk about, well, but I did it this way because, you know, for whatever reason. So it's a fun day. It's good.
Yeah. So you talked about, I think we went back to like 10 years and just took every piece of the .NET framework, and we spent time on data access and identity and what's happened there, and also programming languages and the evolution of that, which was really exciting. And I was just, you covered functional programming languages and dynamic languages and static. So what's your take on that?
Well, do you see? Yeah, so it's interesting because I think I even mentioned this in the session that as time has passed, one of the things that I've realized for myself as well is I've spent so much time specializing in the platform stack since .NET 2 sort of stabilized. I've moved on. So I spent my obligatory time being an expert at generics and whatever C# capabilities came with the language there in that 2.0 release. And I certainly got up to speed quickly with Link and all of the features like Lambda and extension methods to support Link. But there's all kinds of other features in the base class libraries and such that I just haven't paid attention to because I'm focusing on WCF and identity and all of these other things. So now with the 4.0 release coming, you know, I was speaking with a colleague of mine, Mark Michaelis, who's writing a book on C# 4, and he's telling me all these cool things that are coming besides just dynamic language support in C#, and I'm realizing, wow, it's time to go back and pick up a book and really look at all the language features and see what else I've missed in maybe some of the previous releases, because we can write our code better if we remember or have, you know, attainable in our short-term memory what kinds of features are suited for the job at hand. If I know how to create a dynamic type, I can solve a quick problem where I want to create an XML reader or a CSV reader or something like that, or a strongly typed dictionary that is actually late bound, you know what I mean? But I need to know these features of the platform to take advantage of that. So I think number one recommendation I truly feel is that we all need to make sure we stick we get up to speed again with the language of our choice, being C# for me, and make sure we know the features that we can leverage. But aside from that, now we've got F#, right? So we've got this functional language coming out. I am not an expert at F#. People like Ted Neuwirth are experts at F#. So I spend time talking to those people, finding out why they feel it's important to learn the language. And my takeaway from that is, you know what, I really need to sit down and spend a week sometime. Where will I find it? I don't know. Maybe while my baby sleeps for 2 hours. And what I need to do is find the time to at least explore it, try and convert some of my code to F#, and see how that feels. And I need to not give up after 2 hours or a day, and really push through until I've got some working samples that are more than just hello world, and decide if maybe I can use that and be more productive. Because the bottom line is, much less code, compiler generates for you a lot of the functionality, and if I know how to do it quickly, I can be more productive.
If we look back at the day today, everything we discussed, everything you talked about, is there something that you would like to just, this is really important, Jordan, look at this one. I have
you
one.
You want me to pick one
yeah,
thing?
Yeah, no, not just one thing. I have plenty of things. Identity is one thing. I see my customers, or our customers, it's happening.
A lot of demand is increasing now.
And it's happening right now as we speak.
Yeah.
And I feel my sessions that I've done, and when I try to explain identity, and what we provide, and the tooling and the platform, it can get kind of complex pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about how can we make it easier?
How can you make the story of identity
easier?
This seems to be an ongoing discussion amongst colleagues of mine that are interested in the subject, and also people that work at Microsoft that are obviously passionate about it as well. And I don't know. I think there are some easy ways to look at federated identity and claims-based security. I mean, if you look at how we build applications today, we need to authenticate and authorize access to our applications and our services. And maybe one way to simplify it is just to say, look, when you authenticate with a credential, we are finding out who are you. When we authorize your access, we are deciding, based on who you are, what are you allowed to do? So when we build an application and we couple the application to a particular type of authentication, it ties us to that credential type, and then makes it difficult to, for example, expand the application to support users from different domains that have different credentials. So one of the things that federated security solves is the ability to let people log into their domain, whether it be using a smart card or using a Windows credential or using a username and password, and allow that domain to grant a token that says, look, I've authenticated this caller, this is who they are, I'm signing a token so you know it comes from me, and if you trust that identity provider, then you can basically take at face value the claims that came in the token that says this is Joe, and he's an admin in this system, let's say, for example. This is his email address, and you know, okay, I can trust this information. It can even be as simple as log into the Windows Live ID, and now at least I know, okay, you are really the person identified by this, you know, identity, by whether it be the email address or whatnot. So if we could decouple the application from caring how you authenticate it, then now we have flexibility in maybe supporting different types of users from different domains, and that's where federation comes in. So that's maybe one of the value propositions. It allows you to, in an enterprise, not have to provision users across multiple applications with duplications of usernames and passwords across all those applications, and then when they leave the company, how do we get them out of all those applications? Instead, with a federated identity, all you have to do is go to the place that that person gets authenticated, which is their identity provider, and take them out of there, or stop trusting tokens from that identity provider, and you're done. So I guess that's, from a high level, maybe the proposition that we're getting.
It was a real pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
It was an excellent day. I really, really recommend this session at the PDC. Amazing.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little bit different at the PDC, obviously. I mean, there's less time, but definitely it's going to be another fun day, so I am excited about that. Yeah, it's the tutorial day at the beginning of the PDC, so you've got to come and join us there if you missed today.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for having me.
So hopefully that provided you some great insights about what these Microsoft technologies are that you need to be paying attention to. We think this workshop will provide a great introduction to show you what the rest of the PDC is going to entail. We hope you enjoy it.